啊，弟兄姐妹，早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
刚刚这首诗歌，盼望弟兄姐妹能够啊，再回去再继续的默想。
I hope brothers and sisters will meditate the song we just sang.
这首诗歌的内容实在是啊，是我们向着主爱的一个回应。
The lyrics, it is a response that we.For the love of the Lord.
就像诗歌一开头所说的，因他为我死，我才能够为他而活。
And then, like in the beginning, it says, "Because he died, so I may live for him."
这也是我们每个主日早晨一同啊擘饼纪念主之后，我们应当有的一个回应。
This is our response after the communion service.
其实，我诗歌的内容呢，也说出了今天早晨我的负担的一个。相关的一个秘诀。
This song actually is what I would like to share. This I would like to share.
因为早晨我的负担呢是和弟兄姐妹一起思想做门徒这件。
My burden this morning is I would like to talk about to be the disciples of the Lord.
对，也就是做主的门徒。
And to be the disciples of the Lord.
那我早晨会借着早上的时间呢，和弟兄姐妹先来交通我们为什么。要做主的门徒。
First of all, I would like to share then why we should be the disciples of the Lord.
然后我再会解释做主的门徒是什么意思。
Then I will explain what does it mean to be the disciple of the Lord.
最后面呢，我就会跟弟兄姐妹一同来借着一些例子呢，我们来思想我们如何在我们的服事当中，在我们的生活当中来做主的门徒。
At last, I will illustrate and how in to be the disciple of the Lord in our daily life.
请我们先一同打开圣经，在马太福音第28章。
First of all, let's read scriptures in Matthew chapter 28.
这新约圣经中的第一卷马太福音的最后最末了一段第二章，我们要读18到第20节。
Chapter 28, verse 8 to 20.
这应该也是我们弟兄姐妹都非常熟悉的一段经文。
I think we all familiar of this.
好，马太福音28章第18节。耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
And Jesus came and spoke to them saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earthGo, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
而且我们再往前翻到马太福音第十一章。
Chapter 11.
马太福音第十一，我们读28到30节。
Verse 28-30.
这应该也是我们熟悉的一段经文。
Yeah, we all familiar of this too.
好，这是主耶稣说，凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
Come to me, all you who labor and have heavy laden.And I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in spirit, lowly in heart. And you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
好，让我们在一起低头祷告，我们求主啊来恩待我们。
Let's have a word of prayer and may the Lord have grace upon us.
主，我们感谢你，早晨你再向我们。来显明你是爱我们的大爱。
Lord, we thank you. May you manifest great love to us this morning.
因着我们知道我们。
Because we know that you love us.
就相信早上你还要对我们说话。
And we believe that you will speak to us this morning.
主，当我们早晨一同来思想你在当日对门徒们所说的两段话的时候。
When we meditate this two paragraph that we just read, you spoke to your disciples.
我们求你的灵帮助我们能够进入这两段真理的。的内容。
May the Spirit help us to understand these words.
好，叫这些话能够成为我们 生活中的实际。
May those words become the reality of in our life.
好叫我们在地上能够成为一般能够传扬你救恩、述说你美德的一般人。
And let us to be the people who proclaim and declare your marvelous work and your salvation.
听我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Hear our prayer in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
我们知道，在2000多年前，主来到世上。
We know, More than 2,000 years ago, the Lord came to the earth.
主在地上的生活，他常常从这城走到那城，从这乡乡。
His life is he went from this city to another city, from this village to another village.
我们知道他非常的辛苦。
We know he had a hard life.
他在各处传扬福音，给那贫穷困苦的人。
He shared gospel. He preached gospel to the needy and poor.
因为他来到世上，就是要来寻找并拯救失丧的人。
Because that's the purpose he came to the earth to seek and save the lost souls.
但是非常稀奇的，我们从四卷福音书里面，我们也看见一件事。
Amazingly, from the four gospel books, we see one thing.
但有许多人因着看见或听说主耶稣所行的神迹奇事。
Many people, when they saw or heard what the sign that the Lord had performed.
他们就从四面八方都来到主的面前。
They all gathered from everywhere and then to before the Lord.
但是我们发现主却常常说一些话对这些群众们。
But Lord sometimes spoke to them.
结果呢，他就把这些群众呢反而驱散开。
They send them away.
或是呢，
We send them away.
或是他就从这个人群当中呢就退出来。
Or he retreated from the crowd.
那主为什么这么做呢？
And why did Lord do such thing?
要换做我们的话，
If it's us,
今天我们如果教会办一次福音聚会，
If we have a gospel meeting today,
或是我们有一个什么样的特别聚会，
Or we have a special gathering,
弟兄姐妹，你们是喜欢人多还是人少呢？
Do you want more people come or less?
我们巴不得越多人能够来到聚会当中，我们越开心，是不是？
The more the happier we are.
可是我们看见主在当日，他却常常的把这么多的人反而把他们给赶走了。
But Lord, many times he sent them away.
他和我们的想法不太一样。
He has a different thought than us.
我们记得在约翰福音第六章里，主就曾经做过这么一件事。
In John chapter 6, the Lord did one thing.
就是当主耶稣借着五饼二鱼喂饱了5000人。
When they fed 5,000 people by 5 loaves to.
懂得圣经的人告诉我们，那五千个单单是男人而已。
And if we people, if you understand the Bible, I mean, actually the 5,000 is just for men.
如果我们把妇女和孩子加在一起，很可能是超过10,000人。
If we add women and children, it will be more than 10,000.
这主耶稣就借着五饼二鱼的神迹，把他们都喂饱了，而且呢，还剩了好多食物。
And then the Lord fed those all of this, and then by 5 loaves, 2 fish, and then they have leftovers.
结果呢？哇，这些人呢，吃饼不得饱，这些人呢，哇，他们就兴奋起来了。他们怎么样？他们就一同的来拥耶稣做王。
And then after those people were fed, and then they were get excited, they want to let Jesus to be their king.
要换做我们，我们也是会这么做的。
If it's us, we will do the same thing.
哎呀，主耶稣如果做我们的王，多好啊
！And how wonderful if Jesus is our king.
我们都不用上班，不用工作了。
We don't have to work.
我们可以吃饼得饱。
And then we will be well fed.
哎呀，我们也不用心。我们也不用担心这个生活中缺那个缺那个。
We don't have to worry. We need this and that.
这位耶稣啊，他行了神迹，就把我们需要都满足了，把我们难处都解决了。
He performs a sign, and then he will solve all our problems.
可是我们看见，当这么多人要来拥耶稣做王的时候
，But when so many people they want Jesus to be their king,
主耶稣却对他们说了一番话。
And but the Lord told them,
主耶稣对他们说
，The Lord said to them.
说我就是从那天上降下来生命的粮。
I am the living bread which came down from heaven.
人若吃这粮，就必永远活着。
If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever.
这段话还没有问题。
And there is no problem with this.
接着主说，我所要吃的粮就是我的肉。
And then the Lord told them, the bread that I shall give it.To is my flesh,
是为世人之生命所赐的
which I shall give for the life of the world.
这时候群众啊，可能听了开始有点点在那里 议论纷纷。
Maybe the multitude and start arguing.
接着主就说了更难的话。
Then the Lord tell them something it's more difficult to understand.
主说我的肉真是可吃的，我的血真是可喝的。
And he said, my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed.
吃我的肉，喝我的血的人，就藏在我里面，我也藏在他里面。
He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood, abide in me and I in him.
主耶稣这话一说呢，这些群众啊，就他们的反应就马上改变了。
And then after Lord said this to them, and then they changed their mind.
他们就说啊，这话真甚难啊，谁能懂呢？
And they said, this is a hard saying. Who can understand it?
我们看见这么多的群众呢，本来要做用耶稣做王的群众呢，就退他离他而去。
See, we see those people who want Jesus to be the king. Now they went away.
就连主的门徒当中也有多去的。
Even some of the disciples of the Lord, and they left him too.
那为什么主要做呢？
And why the Lord did things?
他为什么不说一些呢，能够吸引更多人来跟从他的话呢？
Why didn't he say something more that will draw more people to him?
他是为什么说这些好像叫他们感觉到难听不容易懂的话？
Why did he say this difficult word that they didn't understand?
因为虽然主来到世上他是要来寻找并拯救失丧的人。
Even though he came to seek and save the lost people.
但这不是他最终的目的。
That is not his ultimate purpose.
他最终的目的乃是要人能够来跟从他做他的门徒。
His ultimate purpose is let us to become his disciple and to follow him.
因此我们看见主在地上的工作，他不是要追求一个数量，他乃是要追求一个质量。
So we see the work of the Lord on earth is not for quantity but for quality.
他不单单只是要拯救人。
Not only he saved people.
他乃是盼望能够得着人。
But he hopes to receive people.
这些人是能愿意来跟从他的。
And those people who are willing to follow him.
就是来做他的门徒。
And his disciples.
我们知道两周前Ben弟兄和我们交通了使徒保罗他蒙恩转变的那个经历。
And then 2 weeks ago, Brother Ben, he talked about and how Paul was received the salvation and how his life changed.
是当他去大马色去逼迫基督徒的路上，他遇见了复活的主。
On the way to Damascus, he met the living Lord.
他那一次的经历，他不仅蒙恩得救了。
And then his experience, not only he received the salvation.
他也同时成了主的门徒。
And meanwhile, he became disciples of the Lord.
使徒保罗不仅问这位天上的主耶稣说：“主啊，你是谁？”
And then not only Paul asked him, he said, "Lord, who you are? Who are you?"
保罗也问天上的这位主说：“主啊，我当做什么？”
And then he also asked the Lord in heaven, and he said, "Lord, what should I do?"
这是使徒保罗蒙恩的经历。
This is experience from Apostle Paul.
这也应该是我们每一个蒙恩基督徒的经历。
And this ought to be the experience of all the ones who are saved.
是我们应当都做门徒。
We ought to be the disciples of the Lord.
因为这是主拯救人的那个心意。
This because this is the will of God that He save us.
我们可以看见，所以我们可以这样子说，主拯救了多少人，就应当有多少人来做他的门徒，跟从他。
In another word, and how many people that were saved, that those people should be the follower of the Lord.
如果今天在我们当中有100个人是信主的
，If there is 100 of us is believed in the Lord,
就应当在我们中间有100个人是做主的门徒。
It should be a 100 disciples of the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，那你我是不是主的门徒呢？
Are we the disciples of the Lord?
如果我们不是主的门徒，那我们是谁的门徒呢？
If we are not the disciples of the Lord, then whose disciples we are?
盼望早晨我们都能够听见主的提醒和呼召。
And I hope this morning I would like to hear the reminder from the Lord and the calling from Him.
叫我们能够起来做主的门徒，跟从他。
So we may rise up.And then to follow him to be his disciple.
我们从刚刚所读的马太福音28章的经文，给我们看见，这是复活主对门徒的一个 给门徒们的一个大使命。
And then from the scripture we just read, and then we know this is the great commission of the resurrected Lord to his
disciples. 我不晓得从前弟兄姐妹在你们信主前后，你们有没有听过这个所谓基督徒的大使命？
I don't know if before you were saved, have you ever heard of the Great Commission?
盼望今天早晨你们听完之后，我们都能够有一个清楚准确的认识。
I hope after this message this morning, we will have a clear understanding of the
Great Commission. 就是关于主的大使命究竟是什么。
What is the Great Commission of the Lord?
或许有人以为，觉得主的大使命就是要我们去传福音。
Maybe we think is we go and then to preach gospel.
的确。主的大使命的确了包括要我们去传福音。
Indeed, that's part of the Great Commission.
但主的大使命是说你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
But the Great Commission of the Lord says, go and make disciples of all the nations.
好，那我们先来看这个大使命它是根据什么主差遣我们去使万民做他的门徒。
And now with this commission is based on what? And then the Lord sent us to make disciples of all nations.
这个大使命乃是根据主的权柄。
This great commission is based on the great authority of the Lord.
因为主说，天上地下所有的权柄都给了我。
Because the Lord says the authority has given to me in heaven and on earth.
所以我们看见权柄乃是关乎到这个大使命的一个依据。
And then we know the authority is the basic of this great commission.
换句话说呢，谁有权柄，我们就应当做谁的门徒。
And then in another word, who has the authority to be his disciple?
这里主就说了，因为权柄都赐给了他。
Because all authority has been given to him.
所以我们应当做主的门徒。
So we ought to be the disciples.
不仅是我们，包括万民都应当做主的门徒。
Not only us, but include all nations.
权柄是一切属灵事物的那个中心。
And then the authority is the core of all the spiritual matters.
所以我们看见今天我们在一场属灵的征战里头。
So we know we're in the battle of we are in a spiritual battle.
那撒旦他要做什么呢？
What does Satan want to do?
他就是要窃取主耶稣基督的权柄。
He wants to steal the authority from the Lord.
然后在这里我们看见主已经得着一切的权柄。
And here it says the Lord has already been given the authority.
今天撒旦做什么呢？
What does Satan do today?
他就是要在我们的生活当中窃取主的权柄。
He wants to steal the authority in our life.
所以我们看见今天当我们来做主的门徒的时候，
When we become the disciples of the Lord,
我们就是在我们的生活当中来见证主在我们身上是有权柄的。
It is we testify that the Lord has authority over us.
这就是大使命的那个中心思想。
That is the core of the Great Commission.
当我们称耶稣基督为主，
When we confess Jesus Christ is our Lord,
特别在我们早晨波饼纪念的时候，主也借着诗歌来提醒我们，他是主。
In the songs that we sang in the communion service, and then it reminded us He is the Lord.
当我们称基督是主，就是表明他在我们身上是有权柄。
When we confess Jesus is Lord, it means He has authority over us.
他在我们生活当中的每一件事情，他应该。都是有权柄。
He has authority in every aspect, everything in our life.
弟兄姐妹，在我们生活里面，到底权柄呢？
In our lives, who has the authority?
是我们自己吗？
It is ourselves.
还是我们的配偶？
Or our wives, or
或是我们的儿女？
Or our children?
到底是谁在我们生活中有权柄呢？
Who has the authority over us?
弟兄姐妹，这是我们每天生活当中的见证。
That's our testimony in our daily life.
我们若是见证我们是主的门徒，
If we testify we're disciples of the Lord,
我们就应当在生活当中，在每件事上来顺服主的权柄。
And we should obey His authority in everything in our lives.
所以，当我们要遵照主的大使命说，说去使万民做主的门徒的时候，
When we obey His commandment and say go make disciples of all the nations,
我们就必须要先自己来学习 做主的门徒。
We have to learn to be disciples of Him ourselves.
是不是这样子呢
？Is that so?
如果我们自己不是主的门徒，我们怎么去十万名做主的门徒
？If we are not the disciples, how can we make other people to become the disciples of the Lord?
所以我们必须要先来学习做主的门徒。
We have to learn how to be the disciples of the Lord.
在这个大使命的内容，就是做主的门徒的这件事情上面。这段话里面告诉我们有两方面、重要的事情。
In the matter of the Great Commission, there is two aspects that tell us we have to do.
第一方面是说到受浸。
And the first one is called to baptize.
因为这里主说，你们要奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Because the Lord says, baptize them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
第二方面是说到顺从。
And then the second aspect is talking about to obey.
就主所说的，凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。
Because the Lord says, teach them to observe all things that I have commanded you.
受浸就说到联合。与主同死同埋葬也一同复活。
Baptizing is talking about the unification. That means we die, we bury, and we resurrect with the Lord.
那顺从就是乃至说到我们遵守主的命令，并且跟从主的带领。
To obey, we obey His commandment, and then we obey His guidance.
这是做主门徒最重要的两件事情。
That is two aspects, very important aspects to be.To be the disciple.
我们知道其实在教会历史，特别也在今天哈，在神的儿女们中间啊，有两种偏差的情形。
In the church history, or even now, there is two misunderstandings at the church.
一种呢，就是主没有要你去，你倒是跑到主的前面去了。
And the one thing is the Lord didn't tell you to go, and then you jump up.
那有时候呢，另一种呢，是主叫你去。你又偏偏不去。
Another thing is the Lord tells you to go and you don't want to go.
这样的话呢，就不是做主的门徒，对不对
？That is not the disciples of the Lord.
有时候呢，主要往东去，主要往东去呢，你却偏偏要往西去。
Sometimes the Lord wants you to go to the east, but you want to go to the west.
有时候呢，主要停下来的时候呢，那我们还要再往前行。
Sometimes it stops and then we want to go forward.
这是门徒的情形，也是。今天神儿女们的情形。
That is what the disciples did at that time, and then also to us too.
所以讲到做主的门徒呢，这个联合与顺从呢是非常重要的学习。
It is very important to learn to obey and then to unify with Him.
所以主就在马太福音十一章告诉我们。
So in Matthew chapter 11, the Lord tells us.
他告诉我们呢，要负主的轭。然后学主的样式。
He tells us we have to take the Lord's yoke and then we learn from him.
这可以说就是我们学习做主的门徒的两个方面。
This is the two important matters that to learn to be his disciple.
这两个方面呢，它又彼此是有关联的。
And these two aspects has related.
因为呢，要负主的轭呢，我们才能够学会。主的样式。
Because we have to take his yoke, then we can learn from him.
好，那现在我们先来看一下这个什么叫做负主的轭。
First, let us to see what is to call to take his yoke.
这个轭呢，是我们今天可能比较没有这个概念。
We probably don't understand this today.
在古代呢，人跟牛呢，对不起，人要耕田呢。他常常会用那个牛来耕田。
In the ancient times, when people plow the field, they have to use oxen.
然后他们才会用到这个轭这个东西。
And they will use the yoke.
然后他们那个跟那个农夫呢，就用一个轭呢，就把它架在两头牲畜的身上。
And then the farmer will put a yoke on two animals.
对，可能是两头牛或者两头驴。
Maybe two oxen, maybe two donkey.
那为什么要那个主人要用这个轭呢
？Why the farmer used the yoke？
其中有一个很重要的原因啊，他是要来训练用的。
And one important reason because he for training。
比方说呢，这个主人有一头牛呢，是经过学过的。
And for example, the farmer has a trained ox.
所以这个训练过的这个老牛，他是知道怎么样照着主人意思呢来耕田。
This well-trained, experienced ox, he know how to obey the master.
而主人呢，他另外又买了一头新牛。
And then the master has a young ox.
这个新牛呢，他是不懂的。 那个造主的意思来耕田。
The young ox doesn't understand the master's order.
就你要去让这个新牛来耕田啊，就到处乱跑，就把这个田地啊，就弄得一团糟。
If you let the young ox to go plow the field, and he will mess it up.
这时候呢，主人就会将一只训练过有经验的老牛，跟一只还没有经验、没有训练过的新牛呢，就放在同一个轭之下。
And then the farmer will put the young ox together with the experienced, well-trained ox together with the yoke.
因为这个老牛知道造主人的意思来耕田。
Because the old ox know how to plow the field by the order from.
借这个负轭呢，这只新牛没有训练过的新牛，只要跟着走就可以了。
Bearing the same yoke, the young ox just follow the old one.
经过这个训练的过程呢，这头新牛慢慢的，它也能够懂得按照主人意思来耕田。
After sharing the same yoke, shared experience, the young ox gradually will understand how to follow the order of the farmer.
所以主说，你们要负我的轭。
So the Lord says, take my yoke.
就是我们要接受主的训练。
That is, we need to be trained by the Lord.
我们看见主的轭是什么？
And then let us see what is the yoke of the Lord.
主的轭就是顺从天父的旨意。
And his yoke is to obey the will of the heavenly.
我们知道，当主来到地上，
we know when the Lord came on the earth.
他在地上一生的生活就是遵行父神的旨意。
All his life on earth is to obey the will of the Father.
希伯来书告诉我们。
In Hebrews tells us,
他虽然为儿子，仍然借着苦难学习顺从。
And then, though he was a son, but yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered.
而我们这些人呢，我们是不懂得如何来遵行父神旨意的。
As for us, we don't understand and how to obey the will of Father.
所以看见，当我们如果没有与主一同负轭的时候。
If we don't share the yoke with the Lord,
哎，我们这些人啊，如果不热心还好。
If we don't, it is better if we don't have the zealous.
有些基督徒越热心啊，你看见反而把神的工作怎么样弄得一团糟。
And sometimes if we have more zealous, we'll probably mess up the plan of the Lord.
就像那个新牛一样。
It's like the young ox.
哎呀，他可兴奋了。
He's very excited to work.
然后就照着自己的意思，一会儿往东，一会儿往西。
He will do by his will, then one to the east or to the west.
就把神所耕种的田地啊，就搞得一塌糊涂。
He will mess the field that the Lord wants to plow.
所以这时候为什么主说你们要负我的轭？
That's why the Lord says, "Take my yoke."
因为只有我们的主他知道如何遵行父神的旨意。
Because only our Lord how to obey the will of Father.
当我们与他一同负轭的时候，
When we share the yoke with him,
我们看见主就来训练我们。
And then we see that he trains us.
他就来带着我们。
He guides us.
叫我们能够在地上来学习遵行父神的旨意。
So that on the life on earth, we will learn and then to obey the will of the Father.
姐妹，这是我们能够遵行父神旨意唯一的途径。
And that's the only way that we can obey the will of the Father.
就是与我们的主一同负轭。
That ways we take his yoke upon us.
简单的说，也就是不照我们的意思，乃是要照主的意思。
Simply speaking, it is not my will, but His will.
所以我们看见父主的轭，就表明了与主的联合还有顺从。
And then we see to take His yoke upon us, and it means to unify with Him, and we obey Him.
主不仅要我们负他的轭
，Not only the Lord wants us to take His yoke upon us.
主说你们也学习我的样式。
He also say learn from me.
我们看见主的是怎么样呢
？And then let us see what he.
我们看见主的样式乃是柔谦卑。
And then we need learn from him. He is humble and lowly heart.
很多时候我们也想学主的样式，是不是
？And many times we want to learn from him.
可是我们却学不来。
But we can't.
就像刚刚弟兄胡元弟兄所分享的
，like what our brother just shared.
哎，我们心里面想的都是很好的。
What we think, we have a good idea.
可是呢，在生活当中呢，就活不出来。
But we can't live it out.
我们想要温柔谦卑。
We want to be humble and gentle.
结果反而呢，常常呢，哎呀，那个活在血气肉体里。
In contrary, we just live in flesh.
跟主一点都不像。
And then we're not like our Lord.
什么原因呢
？What's the reason？
我们没有与主一同负轭。
Because we didn't take His yoke upon us.
只有借着父主的轭。
And then only by taking his yoke upon us,
我们才能够学习主的样式。
Then learn from him.
我们才有可能能够像主一样柔和谦卑。
Then we will be able like him to be gentle and lowly in heart.
这是给我们一个很好的一个光照。
And this is a good enlightenment to us.
当我们不像主那样柔和谦卑的时候
，When we are not gentle and lowly in heart like the Lord，
我们就要思想一下，我有没有与主一同负轭呢
？And then we have to think of， and am I take the Lord's yoke upon me？
所以这是说到我们做主的门徒的一个学习。
And this is talking about to be the disciple, the learning to be a disciple。
我们需要负主的轭。
We have to take upon the yoke.
学主的样式。
And then his yoke and then learn from him.
那关于做主的门徒呢，是需要付代价的。
To be the disciple of the Lord, we need pay a price.
这代价是很大的。
This is a great price.
说是大呢，但是其实也不是那么难。
We say it's a great price, not that hard.
做主的门徒的代价是什么呢
？What is the price to be the disciple of the Lord?
就是舍己。
That is to deny ourselves.
主说，若有人要跟从我
，The Lord says, if anyone wants to follow me,
就当舍己。
And you have to deny yourself.
天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
And take up his cross and then follow me.
所以，当我们与主一同负轭的时候。
When we take upon the yoke of the Lord,
当我们要做主的门徒的时候
，When we want to be the disciple of the Lord,
主若要往东，我们就不能往西。
If the Lord wants to go to the east, we cannot go to the west.
主要停下来，我们就不能还要继续的往前。
If the Lord stops, we cannot walk forward.
所以我们看见做主的门徒需要舍己。
And then we know to be the disciple of the Lord, we need deny ourselves.
舍己是什么意思呢
？What does it mean to deny ourselves？
就是把我们的思想、情感、意志的这个主权，这个权柄呢，交给主。
So we have to hand over the authority of our thought, emotion, and will to the Lord.
这就是见证。天上地所有权柄都已经赐给了主。
This testifies that all authority has already given to the Lord in heaven and on earth.
所以在我们身上，我们需要把我们思想、意志的情感和情感的主权呢，要交给主。
We have to hand over the authority of our thoughts, emotion, and will to the Lord.
所以就是说，不要照我的意思，只要照主的意思。
To deny ourselves, it means not my will.But yours.
我们看见这就是主在克西马利园里面给我们所做的榜样。
That is the example that the Lord set for us in the Garden of Gethsemane.
好，那我们说我们头脑里头知道这个道理了。
Now we know, okay, in our head, okay, we know the knowledge.
可当我们生活当中遇见事情的时候呢
？When we encounter things in our lives,
我们知道要舍己。
We know we need deny ourselves.
我们知道要把我们的心思、情感、意志要交给主。
We know we need hand over our thoughts and emotion and will to the Lord.
可当事情一来的时候
，But when things come,
我们觉得好像缺少那个力量。
We feel that we are lack of strength.
我固然愿意
，I will.
肉体又软弱了
，But my flesh is weak.
知道不应该发脾气
，I know I should not lose my temper.
应该要舍己
，I should deny myself.
但是呢，到后来呢？还是发了脾气。
At the end, eventually we just threw a fit.
我们看见我们如何能够舍己跟从主呢
？And we see how can we deny ourselves and follow the Lord.
这个力量乃是一个爱的力量。
The strength is the strength from the love.
不是我们爱主的那个力量。
It is not the strength that we love the Lord.
其实乃是主爱我们的那个爱的所产生的一个力量。
It is the strength from the love that the Lord loves us.
也就是主对以弗所教会所说的。
And that is what the Lord tells the church at Ephesus.
我们若离弃了那起初的爱心
，If we depart from the first love，
我们就没有办法来跟从主。
And there's no way that we can follow.
我们就没有力量能够做主的门徒。
And there is no strength to be his disciple.
因为是因着爱激励了我们。
Because it's the love of Christ that compels us.
他叫我们这些的人能够不再为自己活。
So that the people who are saved by his grace will no longer live for ourselves.
叫我们能够有力量来为那替我们死而复活的主而活。
So that we have strength to live for the Lord who died for us.
所以我们感谢主在常常来招聚我们 来擘饼纪念他。
And we thank the Lord, He often calls us to come here to, to His communion service and to do this to remember Him.
我们擘饼纪念主，纪念主什么呢？
When we break the bread, and what do we remember?
岂不就是纪念他爱我们的大爱吗？
Isn't us, we remember the great love that He loved us.
感谢主，当主的爱在我们心里头来激励的时候
，And thank the Lord when His love compels us，
才叫我们能够付上这个代价来跟从主
，So that we were able to pay the price and to follow Him。
我们看见许多信主的人
，And we see many believers，
口里说主啊主啊
，And they will say Lord Lord。
也有许多信主的
，There's many。believers，
他们愿意为主做这个为那个。
They want to do this, do that for the.
但是主在马太福音第七章怎么说呢
？But what the Lord says to them in Matthew chapter 7.
主说：“凡称呼我主啊主啊的人，不能都进天国。
”The Lord says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven.
唯独遵行我父旨意的人才能进去。
But he who does the will of my Father in heaven.
主说当那日必有许多人对我说
At that time many people will say to me
主啊主啊我们不是奉你的名传道奉你的名赶鬼奉你的名行许多的异能吗
Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name cast out demons in your name and does many wonders in your name?
主就说，我就明明的告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。
And then the Lord says, I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.
这些人为什么成为作恶的人呢
？And why do these people practice lawlessness?
那是因为他们不是一般遵行父神旨意的人。
It is because they're not the people who obey the will of the Father.
他们不是一般。跟随主做主门徒的人
They're not the people who follow the Lord and then be the disciples of the Lord.
所以我们看见要做主的门徒
And then we see if we want to be the disciple of the Lord.
我们就必须要舍己天天背起十字架来跟从我们的主
We have to deny ourselves and pick up our cross and then follow him daily.
如此我们才能够遵行父神的旨意
Even, okay, only if this we can obey the will of the Father.
所以我们现在再回到这个大使命的内容。
Now let's come back to the Great Commission.
这边主说，所以这边主说，你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
The Lord says, "Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations."
那我们知道使万民做主的门徒从哪里开始呢
？And then where do we start to make disciples?Of all nations.
当然要从传福音开始了
Of course, start from preach gospel.
但是我们要记得传福音它并不是目的它虽然是开始但是它却不是那个目的
We have to remember to preach gospel is not the purpose it is the starting point not the final
在罗马书第十章那边保罗告诉我们
In Romans chapter 10 Paul tells us
他说凡求告主名的就必得救
And he says for whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved
然而人未曾信他怎能求他呢
How then shall they call on him in whom who have not believed?
未曾听见他怎能信他呢
And then how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard?
没有传道的怎能听见呢
And how shall they hear without a preacher?
没有奉差遣的怎能有传道呢
And how shall they preach unless they are sent?
如经上所记，传福音报喜信的人，他们的脚中何等佳美
！And as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace.
所以，我们看见人要做主的门徒，他必须是先从听福音开始。
And then, we see, and people want to be the disciple of the Lord. He has to believe him first.
而这个福音呢，不是单用我们的口传，更是要从我们这个人。借着我们的生活来把这个福音传扬出来。
And when we preach gospel, it's not only by our mouths, but it's by our deeds.
这就是在我们在奉主的差遣去传福音的过程当中。
In the process of we've been sent and then to go preach gospel.
然后主呢就会来训练我们来做他的门徒，就像他当日 训练他的门徒一样。
And the Lord will train us to be His disciples like He trained His disciples back then.
从福音书里面我们看见主不仅以天国的福音来教训他的门徒们。
In the book of Gospels, not only the Lord teach His disciples the gospel of heaven,
主也常常借着各样的环境练他的门徒们。
And the Lord trained His disciples by using all the circumstances.
如果我们记得主耶稣打发门徒们去传福音。
And if we remember when the Lord sent His disciples go preach gospel,
那他们就好兴奋就出去了。
They're excited and then they went out.
他们奉着主的名啊，又赶鬼，又医病，又行异能。
And then they cast out demons, they heal people, and then they perform marvelous things by the name of the Lord.
当然，借这些事情呢，他们也把福音给传出去。
Of course, through all those things, they preach gospel.
有些时候呢，他们就碰见一些难处了。
And sometimes they have difficulty.
比方说，有的鬼了，他们赶不出去。
And for example, they cannot cast out certain demons.
那他们就觉得很纳闷。
And then they wonder.
他们赶紧跑回来说就问主了。
And they came back to ask the Lord.
然后主就在教导他们。
And the Lord teach them.
所以我们看见主是这样子训练他的门徒们。
And then we see that the Lord train his disciples like this.
如果我们还记得刚刚提到约翰福音第六章那边所说的。
If we remember what John chapter 6 mentioned.
记得那天不是有五千人吗？
Remember there's 1,000 people.
到了傍晚要吃晚饭。
In the evening it's about to eat dinner.
那门徒们怎么样呢？
What did the disciples do?
他们就赶快跟主耶稣说，你赶快把他们给赶走吧，不然的话我们这个吃饭就成大问题了，真的是一个大问题。
And the disciples tell the Lord, send them away, otherwise, it will be a problem for the dinner.
其实当在主耶在门徒们还没有想到这个问题之前啊，其实主早就想到了。
And actually, before the disciples asked the Lord has already have a plan.
所以当门徒们来到主面前，把这个难处来问主的时候啊，
when the disciples tell the Lord this problem,
主怎么跟门徒们说？
What did the Lord tell them?
你们给他们吃。
You feed them.
我们哪有办法喂饱这么多人？
How can we feed so many people?
所以我们看见当日主就是这样子在训练他的门徒们。
And we see that's how the Lord trained his disciples.
连同样的，也借着各样的环境来训练我们做他的门。
And then same way for today, the Lord will use all things to train us.
弟兄姐妹，当我们今天碰到各样的环境
，When we encounter all circumstances,
当我们碰到各样的问题
，When we encounter all problems,
人民不要怕
，Do not fear.
你要知道一个秘诀
，You should know a secret.
就是回到主的面前
，Go back to the Lord.
来问他
，Ask him.
主啊，怎么办
？And what should I do, Lord?
然后主呢，就借着这个难处，这个环境呢，就来训练我。
And then the Lord will train us.
让我们能够认识到他是谁。
So that we're able to know who he is.
我们还记得当主与门徒们在一个小船上遇见大风浪了。
If we remember when the Lord raised the disciples there on the boat and then there was a storm.
这些门徒们他们都是很有经验的渔夫。
And then those disciples they're experienced fishermen.
他们先用自己的办法自己的能力想办法要度过这个难关。
And then they try to by his own experience and then to solve the problem.
就真的不行的时候。
And when they couldn't.
哎呀，他们就想到要求主了。
And they remember we need to ask the Lord.
夫子啊，我们命了。
They say, teacher, we are about to die.
然后主呢，非常平静的，非常安息的，他就醒来了。
And then the Lord is and then wake up from a sleep.
他就非常简单的就说住了，停了。
And then just simply say be still.
那风和浪呢，马上就平息了。
And the wind and the storm is still.
那门徒们怎么样呢？
And then what is the reaction of the disciples?
他们就说，这是谁呀？
And they say who he is.
这个人是谁呀？
Who that person is?
连风和浪都听他的。
Even the wind and the storm will listen to him, obey him.
这就是为什么主允许环境和难处临到我们的原因。
This is why the Lord allows the circumstances and hardships come to us.
他来训练我们。
Because he wants to train us.
他叫我们来认识他是谁。
He wants us to know then who he is.
所以我们看见今天主来也来同样来训练我们。
And then we see that the Lord wants to train us today.
主可能在我们的事当中来训练我们。
Maybe he wants to train during services.
主也可能在我们个人生活、家庭生活、工作生活当中来训练我们。
And maybe he trains us in our work and then home.
然后我就以那个我们去年十月进到莱斯大学传福音的这个服事呢做个例子。
And I will take an example of we or preach gospel from start from last October at Rice.
就我相信在修大的校园传福音的弟兄姐妹，我们的学习呢是类似的。
I think that the brothers and sisters who preach gospel at the UH has the same experience, a similar experience.
因为时间关系我也不细讲了。
I don't want to tell her in detail.
那我们知道去年是主自己的差遣。
And then we know that we were sent by the Lord.
虽然在时间上面我个人觉得好像我们可能单延了一点主的时间了。
I think probably we are delayed a little bit.
但是靠着主的恩典呢，我们终于还算是跟上去了。
By the grace of the Lord, and then we just followed.
当我们进到那个来校园当中，
When we entered the Rises,
主就给我们看见这实在是主的一块禾场。
And we see, and that is the field of the Lord.
在那里有1600多位的留学生。
There is more than 1600international students.
其中呢，一半以上呢是从中国大陆来的留学生。
Among them is more than half are from mainland China.
我如果没记错的话，应该是有900多位是中国大陆来的留学生。
If I don't remember wrong, probably is more than 500 are from China.
这些人大多数是没有信主，还没有信主的。
And most of them they are unbelievers.
甚至有一些是从来没有听过福音的。
Even some of them never heard about the gospel.
主帮他们从中国的四面八方。再到我们旁边来。
And then the Lord put them from China, and then they put next to us.
离我们就不到20英里。
It's less than 20 miles.
修大的留学生离当地聚会的弟兄姐妹就更加近了。
The international student at UH is closer to our church.
弟兄姐妹，你们觉得主的意如何？
And then what do you think of the will of the Lord?
我们岂不应奉主的差遣把这大福音传给他们吗？
And then shouldn't we?Share the gospel to them by the Lord sent us.
我记得在我们进到莱斯大学校园的过程，经过当中。
And then in the process when we go to the campus.
主耶稣的约翰福音第四章他对门徒的话就提醒了我。
The Lord reminded me through John chapter 4.
主说：“你们岂不说到收割的时候还有4个月吗？我告诉你们。”举目向前观看。
The Lord says, do you not say there are still 4 months and then comes to the harvest? But behold, I will say to you, lift up your eyes and look at the field.
庄稼已经熟了。
They are already white for harvest.
可以收割了。
And then it's time to reap.
当我们把这样一个负担就带到弟兄姐妹中间，一同的祷告，寻求主的意思。
When we have such burden, and then we carry this burden to the brothers and sisters, and then we pray, ask the will of God.
那主就差弟兄姐妹一同进到校园里头，来和同学们传福音。
And then the Lord sent some brothers and sisters. We are together, and we went to the campus, and we preached gospel.
在莱斯大学校园就利用礼拜三的中午的时间呢，弟兄姐妹预备一些饭食和同学们一同的分享。
And then every Wednesday, noontime, we prepare some simple meals, and we will share gospel with students.
Share meal first. 吃完饭呢，我们就一同读一段圣经，然后跟他们分享这个圣经的。信息。
After meal, we will read some Bible, and then we will share gospel.
然后呢，我们还有一段同学们的问答的交流时间。
And then we will have some fellowship with the students.
你看啊，这么紧凑的那个内容啊，就一个小时就要解决了。
And then all this we have to finish within 1 hour.
然后我们很感谢主，几个月下来，我们看见同学们的心渐渐的转向主。
And then praise the Lord, and then after months we see those students are softened, and then they turn to the Lord.
对，他们心软下来，我们为此感谢主。
We thank the Lord, their hearts become soft.
当然，这是主的差遣。
And we know we were sent by the Lord.
我们同时看见主不仅差遣，他也供应。
Not only the Lord sent us, also He provided.
我们知道，在当日主差遣门徒们出去的时候
，We know when the Lord sent out His disciples.
他这之后告诉门徒们
，Afterwards He told His disciples.
他说：“我看你们出去的时候呢，你们没有钱囊，没有口袋。”没有鞋，你们缺少什么没有
？The Lord said, "When I sent you without money bag, snack sack, and sandals, did you lack of anything?"
门徒们回答说：“没有。”
So they said nothing.
都没有缺乏。
And we lack of anything.
因为主都供应了。
Because the Lord provided.
在过去五个月的时间里面。
In the past 5 months.
我们也是经历了，无论是在场地上，在饭食上，在信息，在答问的等等，主经历了主信实的供应。
We have experienced the Lord's faithful provision in the Logan, the meal, and the message.
当然，我们每周哈，我们每周在每周一。基本上每周一晚上呢，我们同工们透过这个 conference call， 我们一起祷告。
Every Monday evening, all the co-workers we will pray together through a conference call.
在聚会前呢，我们一同的为了聚会同心合意祷告。
Before the meeting, we will pray. Before the meeting, yeah.
每一次都仰望主的供应。
And then each time we have to look upon the provision from.
因为呢，我们在莱斯大学那边周间中午间的聚会呢是没有固定场地的。
Because we don't have a certain location for us every Wednesday.
如果哪一周啊，主没有供应，没有预备场地，我们就没办法聚会了。
If there is one Wednesday, if the Lord does not prepare location, then we don't have a place.
我就记得有一次啊。我们就发生一件事情。
And then there's one day there's something happened.
就是月红姐妹是在兰斯大学的图书馆工作。
And our sister, 月红 she works at Rice.
然后就帮我们订了那整个图书馆里面唯一一间能够吃饭的地方，就教室。
And then she ordered a only room that we can eat lunch over there.
就有一次月红姐妹就通知我们说，要赶紧为这个周的聚会祷告。
And then one time, the sister asked us to pray for this earnestly.
为什么呢？因为我们聚会的那个场地的那个时间啊，被订走了。
And why? Because during that time, somebody else booked the room.
谁订走了呢？
Who booked the room?
图书馆的主管。
Oh, it's the chief of the library.
他要跟那个另外一个电脑部门的主管要开会。
And he has a meeting with the chief of the computer division.
一方面不知道他们开会要开多久。
And on the one hand, we don't know how long it will take them.
另一方面呢，就他们开会没开完，超过时间呢。我们也不能赶他们走。
And then on the other hand, if they take overtime, we cannot ask them leave.
所以我们就赶紧向主祷告了。
So we have to pray.
感谢主，主就给我们有平安。
And then praise the Lord, He give us peace.
我们就决定呢，我们还是照常聚会。
So we decide we will at the same time and location we'll have our meeting.
这叫信心。
We need faith.
那岂不是我们信心大小的问题
？It is not a big or small faith of us.
因为信实的主呢，他感动我们。照常聚会。
It is the faithful Lord touched us and tell us you will have your regular meeting.
所以我们照常哈，我们一般十二点聚会，我们十一点半呢，同工们都会先到那里预备啊，把桌椅排起来，饭食准备好，然后一起有点祷告。
Usually at 11:30, so we will be there to prepare the table and the meal. At 11:30.
只是那一天呢，我们去了以后呢，我们不能够排桌椅，不能预备饭食，我们只能祷告。
But at that time, we cannot go there prepare tables and the meals, but just pray.
哎呀，我们十一点半开始祷告。
We start pray at 11:30.
慢慢时间越来越靠近十二点了。
And then the time is reaching to 12.
眼看差几分就十二点了。
There's a couple of minutes to 12.
然后几位参加聚会的同学也开始出现了。
And then the student start arrive.
哎呀。突然间看到，哎，那开会的主管他们就站起来了，他们就从那个会议室就走出来了，哇，我们就赶紧进去，几分钟把桌椅排起来，把饭食摆好，果真照着主所应许的，我们那天还是仍然能够照常聚会，也很能够享受主的同在。所以我们看见主就在我们服事的当中呢，来训练我们。他是那位信实供应的主。他如果差遣我们，他也必供应我们。他不仅差遣我们，供应我们，他也带领我们。有些弟兄姐妹可能知道，我们在昨天、前天、礼拜五、礼拜六。我们有一次算是一个小型的福音营，就是为了这个莱斯大学留学生预备的。
Maybe some of you in the past weekend we have a gospel retreat for the friends on.
这次聚会也很特别，因为我们以前没有这样子办过。
This is very special because we have never had such a retreat.
那时间也很紧凑。
And then we didn't have enough time.
就是因为我们听到樊贤姐妹呢，她在莱斯大学念书嘛。
And we know our
sister, 樊璇。
那樊璇姐妹听到说，哎，有一些留学生他们春假十天春假期间呢，他们好像没有准备出去玩。
She studies at Rice, and then she heard that during this 10 days spring break, those gospel friends didn't plan to go anywhere.
那我们就到主面前寻求说，是不是能够为他们啊、怎么服侍他们呢？
And then we have to seek the Lord, and how do we serve them during this time?
你就在短短的两周三周时间啊，主就给我们一个负担。
In a short time, 2 to 3 weeks, the Lord gave us a burden.
弟兄姐妹，在这春假前哈、啊，你要找到一个场地可以住20个人的，那场地不容易的。
Before spring, you find a place can for 20 people. It's hard to find.
可能早一两个月前都被定了。
Maybe the room are booked to go.
但主就很奇妙的为我们预备了一个 rental house.
And then amazingly, the Lord provide a rental house.
这 rental house 呢，它礼拜六、礼拜天呢都已经被人订走了。
Actually, the rental house was already booked for Saturday.
这个 rental house 的主人呢，他礼拜五呢是不打算租人的，因为他太麻烦了。
So, the owner doesn't want to rent for Friday because too much trouble.
就后来我们跟他联系以后，
after we contact,
他就听说him, her. 那听说我们是要传福音。
And then, after she heard that we will preach gospel.
那他就说，哎，我也是基督徒。
And then she said, I'm a Christian.
他说，好吧，我就让你们用一个晚上吧。啊，主就预备了这个场地。
So the Lord provided the location.
那我们弟兄姐妹就开始在聚会各方面饭食，就是很多很多事情呢，就短短的时间里面呢，主就带领我们一步一步就预备好了。
So the Lord guided us. We have to prepare for this meeting.
就是希望呢，能够像那些比较固定参加周三聚会的同学们，盼望给他们也是能够决志接受主的机会。
And originally, we hope those who are regularly come on Wednesday meetings.We will give them a chance to decide to receive the Lord.
哎，就主就很奇妙带领那些经常聚会的同学呢，他们都要出城。
Amazingly, those students who come to Wednesdays, they plan to go out of town.
或者有的同学到最后一刻呢，教授给他们一个特别的作业，所以他们就不能去了。
Or at the last minute, the professor gave them homework, so they couldn't go.
就与我们的想法就我们的想法好像就落空了。
It's kind of our idea.
然而主却预备一些比较不能够经常聚会的同学们呢，他们愿意来参加这一次的聚会。
But the Lord has prepared the students who doesn't come on Wednesdays, but this time they would like to.
他们盼望能够更多的来了解我们的信仰和我们的聚会。
They hope that they will know more about our beliefs.
这主就带领我们哈，这个好像一艘船啊，突然间就要转向了。那长话短说，感谢主在一路上这整个过程呢，都经历了主奇妙的。我就分享一个小的见证。其中有一位同学是最近这一个多月吧，才开始参加我们周三的聚会。
There is one student in the past 1 or 2 months, he or she. He started to come to our meeting.
那在我们这两天的聚会之后。
After this two days retreat.
昨天的快到中午，我们有一段半个多小时的时间就是一个比较敞开的一个分享的时间。
Yesterday at noontime we have an open sharing.
其中有一位同学他就这么说了。
And then one student told us,
他说啊，我在周三就过去这个周三他也参加我们聚会。他说我在周三啊那时候所讲的话呢错了。
He said, what I said on the Wednesday meeting was wrong.
那周三呢，因为他听了我们过去的几周呢讲到关于这个永生，关于讲到神的心意。
And the past several weeks Wednesdays, we share about eternity and then the will of God.
对，永生 eternal life、
yeah.
那这同学呢在周三的时候他就说了，他说哎呀，他说这个永恒的事情啊太遥远了，他说想也想不明白，他说我为什么不能够好好的就是 enjoy 我的 life， 就是好好过我现在的日子就好了呢，过得开心，过得快乐，有什么不好呢？这是他礼拜三讲的。
That's what he told us last Wednesday.
昨天早晨的时候，他说他那天讲的话错了。
And then yesterday morning he told us what I said.
我们看见借着他这一次两天的聚会，
And we know through this two-day meeting,
主在他里面有一个开启。
And the Lord has enlightened him.
他说如果有永恒的话，
如果
真的是圣经上所说的这个永生是存在的话，他说我在今生过的生活就 不能是那个了，甚至是一这很小的事情，但是我们看见神在这些同学们的心中做那开启做那改变的工作。当然还有其他好几位同学，他们都表示他们真是愿意来更多来认识这个信仰，认识这位救主。所以谢谢弟兄姐妹在过去一直以来为着校园的福音的服事祷告。
And then I thank the brothers and sisters who prayed for the campus fellowship.
我们相信主所开始的善工，他也必亲自的供应，最后他必亲自的成就，并得着荣耀。
We believe that the wonderful work that the Lord started, and He will finish, He will accomplish.
因为时间关系，我就不能再提到关于我们这个个人生活、家庭生活方面的一些的学习。
Because the time is about to finish, I will not.Don't have time to mention about the learning that we have to learn in our house and work time and that service.
但是简单的说
simply speaking,
就是要在我们生活当中
in our life,
让主得着权柄。
Let the Lord gain the authority.
因为主说天上地下所有的权柄都赐给了我。
Because the Lord said all authorities have been given to me in heaven and on earth.
弟兄姐妹，当我们让主在我们身上有权柄。
And then, brothers and sisters, if we let the Lord have the authority over us,
这就是做主的门徒。
That is to be the disciple.
当我们顺从主的吩咐，去使万民向万民传福音，使他们做主的门徒。
When we obey His commandment and we go to make disciples of all nations,
兄弟们，主就在我们身上来训练我们。
And the Lord starts training us.
来制作我们。
And He will mold us.
来供应我们。
Provide us.
愿早晨我们都能够听见主对我们所说的话。权柄已经赐给了他。主说你们要去，向着我们周围的人、家人、我们的亲人、我们的父母亲、甚至我们的同事朋友、校园里的同学们，我们要去使他们也做主的门徒。主说奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。凡主所吩咐我们的都教训他们遵守。主应许我们说他就常与我们同在。弟兄姐妹，主的同在是何等的宝贵。主说他就必与我们同在，直到世界的末了。这是我们在等候主回来之前我们就应当有的生活，去使万民做主的门徒。低头再有点祷告。主，我们感谢你。主，虽然你已经复活升天，然而你赐下圣灵保惠师与我们同在。主，早晨你在借着你自己的话来提醒我们，你要我们去使万民做你的门徒。主，我们愿意你先来得着我们做你的门徒。主，因为天上地下一切的权柄都已经赐给了你。
Because all authorities have already given to you.
主，愿在我们的生活当中
we would like in our life,
我们来见证主啊，你有权柄。
We testify that you have authorities over us.
你的确得着了权柄。
And then indeed you received authority.
主，你还要在我们生活中得着权柄。
And you will gain authority over our life.
主，愿你的爱帮助我们。
May your love help us.
激励我们。
Encourage us.
主，叫我们舍己，今天背起十字架来跟随你。
So that we can deny ourselves, take our cross and follow you.
愿你身上得着荣耀。
May you receive the glory from us.
愿你也在万民身上得着荣耀。
May we all glorify you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus we pray.
Amen. Amen.